Shalom, today's daf yomi is Baba Basra, daf kuf chav zayin, Baba Basra 127. Today's daf yomi contains a dispute about whether or not a father is believed to say about a son, "You are not my firstborn," or "You are my firstborn." Is a father's testimony in these matters valid? And so this is based upon the fact that there is a verse in the Torah, Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 17, which says that a firstborn is entitled to a double portion, whether or not the firstborn is the favorite of the father. Says the verse in Deuteronomy 21:17, "Ki es habachor ben hasnua yakir laseis lo pishnayim." The firstborn, the son of a hated woman, the father should be yakir, recognized, to give him a double portion. B'chol asher imatzelo, everything that's owned by the father, ki hu rishis ono, since he is the first issue, lo mishpat habachorat, he is entitled to the firstborn portion. So says our Braisa, what do we do with the fact that there's a verse, that there's a dispute about this? Titania, the Braisa says, yakir, it says, the father should recognize, which means, yakirenu lacherim, that the father is believed to testify about his son, that he is the firstborn, and even if there are other people who say that they're the firstborn, so even if the other person was established as the firstborn, mikanam Rabbi Yehuda, neman adam omar, zeh b'ni b'chor, Rabbi Yehuda says, from here we see a person is believed to say that this child is the firstborn, and that overrides the established precedent of us acting as though another child was the firstborn. Rabbi Yehuda continues and says, "Ukashem shenaman adam omer zebeni bechor," just like a person is believed to say that this is my firstborn son, "kach naman adam omer zeben grusha uzeben chalutza." A person is also permitted to testify and disqualify his child from certain statuses, by, like for example, in this case, by saying that he is not a kohen because I actually married a divorcee, and since I married a woman who was divorced, the kahuna disappears from my son. He is called a chalal, and so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that because a person says the word yakir, the father is allowed to testify about his son's personal status. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say, Eino Neman, a person is not believed to say that his son is the firstborn if a different person was already established as the firstborn. And so too, a father is not believed to say that his son is a chalal and thereby invalidate him for the kahuna. So comes along Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak in the Gemara, and he says to Rava, "I understand Rabbi Yehuda's position because it says the word yakir, but according to the Rabbanan, what do they do with the word yakir? So how do they understand the word yakir? Rabbi Yehuda understands the word yakir is that it means father's allowed to testify. So what do the Chachamim do with it?" So explains Rava that even the Chachamim would say b'tzarach akira, that if when do we say that we do not believe him? If somebody else is already established as a firstborn, but if in a situation where nobody else is established, then we do believe him. But if somebody else is established, then the father is not believed to say that somebody else is my firstborn. So the Gemara says, well, why is this even relevant? If it's to give him the money, we already know he's allowed to give him the money, because if there was somebody else there who the father said, "I want to give this other person as a gift my money," the father would be believed, because you're always allowed to give somebody a gift. So why is it even relevant here for this whole question? And why would we not believe the father if the father could have always given the firstborn as a gift? So we're saying no. But we're talking about a situation where, let's say, the father gave the stuff as a gift to somebody, and then afterwards it came out. So, and the father didn't re-gift the other property as a double portion to this person. So under those circumstances, that's where we have the dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says that a person is believed even in a situation where somebody else is the firstborn, and the Rabbanan say no, where somebody else is already established, we do not believe him. The Gemara cites another brayta, it says, "Hayim muchsakim bo shu bechor." Let's say he's established that he's a firstborn. "V'amar aviv al acher shu bechor." Then the father comes along and says somebody else is the bechor. "Neman hayu." Then we do believe him, and that follows the position of Rabbi Yehuda. But if he's muchsakim bo she'ena bechor, "V'amar aviv bechor hu enu neman." So the Gemara cites a brayta which agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, and then the other part agrees with the Chachamim. So it's not entirely clear how we rule from our Gemara. There are four shittos amongst the Rishonim about how to rule under these circumstances. Rabbi Akiva Eger discusses it in the Tshuva. So the Baal Achos Gedolo says that a person is not believed to say somebody is not my son, but he is believed, he does pass on that he is believed to say that somebody else, that let's say the younger brother, is my firstborn. And that would indicate, Mimela, we would understand, well, if the other one is the firstborn, then this one is obviously a mom's heir. And so therefore, that he is believed to make that assumption. The Tosfos says, let's say a person comes along and says, my son is a mamzer, so he's a bastard son. He's not really my son. He's really somebody else's son. So Tosfos says that he is believed if his wife does not deny it. But if his wife denies it, then he's not believed to make such an assertion. The Shulte Giborim says he's only believed to say that my son is the son of a divorcee, but he's not believed to say that he's not my son. That the Shulte Giborim does not extend it. But Rabbi Akiva Eger says, under these circumstances, we follow the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that he's always allowed to say, Eino Bini, that he is not my son. But the Pisklei Tshuva points out, that's only if he is certain. He's only allowed to believe, we believe him only that he's not my son, only if he says, I'm certain that he's not my son. But if he says, I'm not sure that he's not my son, if he's a doubt, then we don't believe him, because the word Yakir means it has to be an absolute recognition. So if you have a question whether or not somebody is your son, and you say, I'm not 100% sure, then we don't give any credence to the father's claim based upon a suffix, a doubt.